Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of April, 2021. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's crmeyer.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from August 2019 and is titled Large Project Financing. I have watched two large projects in the past 18 months commit what I would call a failure in financing. The failure starts with the CEO. If nothing else, the CEOs think they are experts at financial matters. In routine exercises such as revolving credit lines, funds for acquisition or of going concerns, and so forth, they may be. However, if you're going to invest in a new capital project that may fit within the IRS category of solid waste tax-exempt bonds, CEOs usually come up short. They and their advisors, without thinking, go the conventional route. If their project qualifies, bonds such as those I mentioned above can save them 100 to 200 basis points. If you're going to borrow $400 million for 20 years, this is real money. 2% times 400 million times 20 years is 160 million. Naturally, on a declining balance, you have not seen this much savings, but you should see savings of at least 80 million. All the sharp engineers in the world cannot negotiate these kinds of savings in capital equipment purchases. Yet I've seen two large projects ignore this financing option in the U.S. in the last 2 years. If you are involved in the feasibility work on a large project, ask about the financing plans and jump up and down if options such as I have outlined are not being considered. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.